and in Baxter in the Morning.
All right, good morning, everyone, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit, Tuesday morning. It's October the 1st of 2019.
Halloween month.
It is 30 days away from Halloween, so get ready.
It's only going to be 95 today.
Yeah, I know. But man, my wife, let me tell you what she decides to do. And she didn't give me the heads up until I was on my way home because I think I would have worked late. I'm cleaning out the garage. Kelly. The heat index
was
probably over 100, it felt like.
Yeah, she just got like, did she just kind of get that wild hair, like, I've got to do it?
Yep, got on her nerves.
I get it, though. That happens.
So I said to her, I said, you want me to go in the attic and find stuff right now where it was probably 150? It was awful up there.
She wanted you to, didn't she?
Yeah, and she tried to close me in, but I was able to push the door back down. I did say to her, I'm like, hey, why didn't we think about doing this on Friday when the high is going to be in the mid-70s?
Right. Yeah. Well, did you find what you needed?
No.
Oh.
Well, okay. Long story short, we had a bracket from the previous owner of our house, and we wanted to use that bracket to hang a TV on the wall in Kai's room. I found the bracket, but I couldn't find the hooks that attach to the back of the TV.
Okay.
Kelly, I spent probably 30 minutes in the attic total, like up there the whole time. And I was dying.
So basically you were in a sauna.
Yeah. I was looking through every closet. I looked through everything in the garage. I was opening boxes and then we couldn't find it. I go to the store. I buy the thing that I need, right? Because I didn't want to have to go buy it, but I did. And then when I got back and said, where's the hammer?
Mm-mm.
She finds the hammer. And also realizes that she had put those little brackets underneath the dresser.
Are you saying she had?
No, I know she had.
Okay.
Because she, like, here's what I do. Because I'm a dude, and I don't know if this is every dude, but here's what I perceive. I perceive that most dudes will put stuff back where it goes, like tools and equipment. Because we know we're going to need it again, and we know we need to know where to look for it.
And we're the same way.
That's not true.
It is 100% the same way.
You can have one thing, and she'll have it in 10 different places over 10 different days. That's what she does.
Because she does more than you.
It's like a... Not fair. It's like a freaking scavenger hunt at my house every time I need, like, a screwdriver. It's like I have to go through everything. It's not even fun. So it's not every woman?
No.
Yeah, it is. I can tell.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
The year was 2012, and Hunter Hayes had the number one song in country music.
'Cause I wanna wrap you up, wanna kiss your lips. I wanna make you feel wanted.
Do you remember when Joey sang this tune?
I wanna call
yes.
you mine, wanna hold your
sounds like him.
Yeah, I wanna make you feel wanted.
Hunter Hayes and Wanted, number one on this day in 2012.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. Three things you need to know today.
Three,
two, one.
Here we go.
With Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
One other K-Fine country artist has made it to The Voice. Mary Beth Bird was featured during last night's blind auditions. All four coaches turned their chairs around for the Armorell native. But Mary Beth ultimately decided to join John Legend's team. Jonesboro's Corey Jackson made The Voice last week, and he chose Team Blake.
Stacey Dash is making headlines after being arrested for domestic battery at her home in Port Richey, Florida. The clueless actress is being accused of pushing and slapping her husband.
And St. Louis Cardinals fans, get ready. Tickets for potential National League Championship Series games go on sale tomorrow at noon. You can get all of the info at MLB.com/Cardinals. And those are three things you need to know today.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Doing my research this morning, I was reading the Brain Times, and it was talking about how there is a case of a 42-year-old woman who has a serious brain injury from doing Pilates.
Great.
They say she had a headache, and this is what's going to freak me out. She had a headache that just wouldn't go away, so she went in to get it checked out, and they found out that her brain was leaking.
What?
And evidently, it started back in 2014. She was performing a move, and she felt this pop in her neck. And about an hour after that, she started having headaches. Nothing could make the headache go away, so they tried to treat the symptoms and treat the symptoms and treat the symptoms. And it ends up that whatever she did in Pilates caused a brain leak.
That's just great.
So, Kelly's brain's been leaking for years now.
That's what it is.
As a matter of fact, it kind of sounds like if there's a hole in your tire... she walks by.
And it's just that's coming what you on hear out. Constant.
And she's 42 as well.
Great.
What's the difference in Pilates and yoga? Do you know?
I don't know. Well, with Pilates, I think they have those big machines that you can get on too.
What is it? Is it stretching? Extreme stretching?
Yeah, extreme stretching, yeah.
More stretching
than
yoga?
Lengthening the muscle.
Oh, is that really what it is?
I think so. Kind of creating it, lengthening it, and I don't know.
What muscle do you lengthen?
All of them.
Really? Could I be taller if I did Pilates?
I was just about to stretch my legs. I was just about to say, I don't think it's like you get all fours and start pulling yourself apart.
Dude,
like
I do that in a
heartbeat. Making yourself bigger. No, I don't think it's like that.
I don't know. I just want 3 or 4 more inches of height.
Well.
If I had 3 or 4 more, I think I'd be about perfect.
Maybe.
Plus, I wouldn't look so stocky if I had 3 or 4 more inches. If anybody could tell me how to stretch out my body, I'm looking for that. Or if you can tell me the difference in Pilates and yoga, because I'm not sure that stretching your muscles is exactly the real thing.
Well, I'm not a Pilates teacher.
It's the brain leak that caused that response. I'm just telling you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Justin and Hailey Bieber. So they got married again. This time their wedding ceremony last night in South Carolina. This is what we know so far. So Hailey's sister and her cousin Ireland were bridesmaids.
Right.
Her dad, Stephen Baldwin, was there. And so was his more famous brother, Alec. So right. Alec Baldwin was there. Justin's parents were there. There was about 150 people there. Celebrity guests included Kendall and Kylie Jenner, Ed Sheeran, Travis Scott, Usher, Jaden Smith, and Justin's manager, Scooter Braun. Yeah. So the night before the wedding, there was also a rehearsal dinner, followed by a party that included a screening of The Notebook.
Really?
Yeah. So I guess that's kind of their, you know, they feel like that's their love story that they most, I don't know, whatever. But we have some of Justin and Haley's photos of their wedding day up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
Just going to tell you, the photos are awesome.
Yeah,
they're really,
really
cute couple too, if you want to go check that out on the blog today. I thought we would call our wedding expert.
Oh, yeah.
And see if we can get an answer on the thoughts on this wedding. The phone's going to ring. There we go.
Well, that's funny.
What?
My phone's ringing. Wonder who that could be.
Well, I thought I was going to...
Your call has been forwarded.
Never mind. That's... I guess she's busy. Gotcha Gossip on Stranger Things. We wondered if there was going to be a season 4 of Stranger Things, and guess what? There is. There's no word on the premiere date as of this point, but the teaser does say we're not in Hawkins anymore.
Mm.
So if you're a big fan of Stranger Things, all that success, season 4 is going to be happening.
Gotcha Gossip on Mariah Carey. So it's been 25 years since Mariah Carey has hit us with her Merry Christmas album. She's celebrating the anniversary with the All I Want for Christmas Is You tour. I might have missaid a word. Okay, so there's only 3 dates, but she's going to be in Vegas, Atlantic City, and in Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
So back to the album. Mariah's song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, is the most downloaded holiday single of all time.
Is it really?
You.
I love it.
I mean, there's a reason.
Christmas in October, y'all. Let's go.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. And I don't care about the presents. I only need the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking. They're upon the fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy. Leave a toy on Christmas Day. I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know.
Celebrating 25 years.
Like, legit, how cool is that as a date concert?
That'd be really cool.
Hey, honey, we're going to New York City, and by the way, we're going to see Mariah.
That'd be awesome.
That's pretty cool right there. So, 25 years. That's wild. Mariah Carey, right there. That, thank you, Kelly. Appreciate that screeching you just now did. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Just a heads up, if you missed Mary Beth Bird auditioning for The Voice last night, she got all four chairs, by the way, which was awesome. You can go watch that this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
The police in Petaluma, California, were looking for a 29-year-old guy named Ryan after he violated his ex-girlfriend's restraining order. Well, when he saw the cops coming, he took off running right toward a giant corn maze. Well, the corn maze is set up for the season at a pumpkin patch in town, and it sits on 4 acres of 10-foot and has 10-foot tall stalks of corn. So there's no way you can find him.
Right.
So the police had a lot of searching to do. Well, they took a really smart approach. They had some officers block the entrance and the exit. Then they sent teams in to systematically search every part of the maze.
Right.
Well, after 2 hours, they couldn't find Ryan. So they called in a police helicopter, which is kind of cheating for a maze, but whatever. After the helicopter didn't help because one officer realized that Ryan wasn't actually in the maze at all.
Shut up.
They found him hiding in a chicken coop nearby.
No way.
Yeah, he was arrested. But speaking of giant corn mazes, what did the farmer say when someone complimented him on his corn harvest?
I have no idea. What did he say?
Aw, shucks.
All right.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Doing some research this morning, I was reading the Vegetable Times, and there's news that kale is no longer selling like it used to.
I didn't realize there was a Vegetable Times.
Yeah, it's good to be healthy and read the Vegetable Times. They say Google searches for kale have steadily dropped since 2014. If you remember, though, there was like a peak of kale where everybody wanted kale.
It was saving the world.
Yeah, put kale in this and it's going to taste good. So they say that people aren't buying quite as much. There's been a drop in sales since 2016. While other vegetables, according to the Vegetable Times, are increasing in sales, like spinach.
Hmm.
Spinach sales are going up. I remember as a kid, I thought I'd turn into Popeye if I ate spinach.
Right.
Didn't really work out.
Yeah.
They say Brussels sprouts are going up as well.
I like those.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I know how to do them.
It depends on how you season them.
Yeah, but do they still have a little bit of a crunch to them?
They don't have to.
Like it tastes like you're, like the middle of it was kind of hard when I tried
right.
it. And it wasn't exactly my favorite.
Hmm.
But anyway, kale sales are down and people are freaking out about that. That's according to research in the Vegetable Times this morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So if I were to tell you that for the rest of your life you could only consume one food, what food would that be? Ooh. One item. I'll tell you what's number one, according to most people. And it's not my number one.
Okay.
But like for my wife, it would probably be number one. It's pizza.
Hmm.
One food, the majority of people would choose pizza.
I love pizza, but if I could only have that the rest of my life.
Yeah. So do you go something more simple like salad?
Hmm.
No.
I don't know.
No, not salad.
But if it's just one food, is it just the lettuce?
Well,
or
no.
Is it the full salad?
We'll say it's a full salad.
Oh, okay.
Because like what, I mean, if it's pizza, there's cheese, pepperoni, and crust.
Right. Okay, yeah, you're right.
So you go all the way in. Would it be a cheeseburger? Would you pick a cheeseburger? I like cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I like them.
I mean, a good old cheeseburger, put some chili on there and some jalapenos. I tear it up.
Okay.
I know what I'm hooked on right now because I've had it a couple times. And now Kai's hooked on it. And I'll tell you why I'm hooked on it. Because it's closer than ever before.
What is it?
It's Popeyes.
We had that this weekend.
I'm telling you. And Kai wants it every day now.
It's good.
And it's right, like the new one is right here at Harrisburg and Parker Road,
have
which makes it
closer. Have
you had the
chicken sandwich yet?
They don't have it yet. Still a sign out there that it's coming soon.
Right.
I go for my trusty three-piece spicy and Cajun rice.
Oh.
And this is not an advertisement. I just like it. But I might be able to eat that.
Yeah. That's a tough decision, though.
I don't know. You ever had the Schlotzky's original?
Mm.
That sandwich with that sourdough bread?
That sounds good.
That is good. But if I can only pick one thing, would I pick steak? Medium rare with garlic butter on top.
Every single meal for the rest of your life.
I love steak every time I have it. You don't think it's as
that's a lot of meat.
You think so?
Yeah.
So the hamburger's better?
I don't know.
You're leaning pizza. The more we talk about it.
I don't know. It's tough.
What about tacos?
I do like tacos.
You do?
Taco Tuesday every day.
Yeah. You like that?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going with tacos.
You're
going
to go tacos. Yep. Would it be a hard shell or a soft shell?
Soft shell.
See, I'd go hard.
Crunchy.
Yeah. I like that better.
All right.
I think so. I could probably do that every day too.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. It'd be tough for me to pick one food. Let's put it up on social media.
All right.
You get one food for the rest of your life. What food do you choose? It's going to go up on our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Well, 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 time for birthdays for today. It is Tuesday, October the 1st of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to our buddy and our pal and our former co-worker. And she is one of the leading charges with Make-A-Wish in Northeast Arkansas. Happy birthday, Molly Potkin.
Happy birthday.
She's 27 years old today. I've known her since she was about one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, did you know she started pageants when she was 6 months old?
No.
She was already able to walk and talk at 6 months old.
It's amazing.
I think so. I think, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. Melissa Coles of Jonesboro celebrates today. Will Vernon of Pocahontas. Kim Banks of Jonesboro. Erica Armstrong of Jonesboro. Jessica Smith of Jonesboro turns 36. Sandy Henderson of Jonesboro. Happy birthday, Connor from Lacey and Scott. Presley Jennings of Lepanto turns 8. We have Catherine Jean Keel of Paragould, 22. Retha Bashirs from Wynn Celebrates. Travis Jones of Maynard. Robert Mason of McCrory is 27. Right now he's deployed in the Army. So thank you for your service, Robert Mason. Nevea Wicker of Mark Tree is 5. Kelly Atkerson of Paragould celebrates. Zoe K of Witten turns 10. Cody Slater of Smithville. Luvana Cartwright of Maynard is 30. And Devin Williams is turning 20 years old today. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Priya Ferguson is 13. That's Lucas' sassy little sister Erica on Stranger Things. Brie Larson is 30. That's Captain Marvel. Love her. Zach Galifianakis is 50. He's from The Hangover and the host of Funny or Dies Between Two Ferns.
Yes.
Mark McGuire is 56 today. He broke baseball's home run record in 1998 with 70 homers.
Do you remember that?
I do.
That was huge.
It was huge.
I remember the moment. It was like everybody was watching baseball at that point to see McGuire do that.
Even if you didn't like baseball, you were watching baseball.
Yeah, and he was with the Cardinals,
right?
I think, right?
Julie Andrews is 84 today.
Oh, I have to do this. Julie Andrews. Mm-hmm. She was Mary Poppins, right?
Yes.
And she was also Agatha in The Sound of Music.
Yes.
Was that her name?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
It's not. Agatha.
Yes.
Okay.
The hills are alive with the sound.
Is it true that this is one of your favorite movies?
Can I tell you the truth?
I already know the truth. Everyone knows the truth if they've ever listened to this show.
My wife loves this movie. It's legitimately probably her favorite movie of all time.
Really?
I've never watched it with her one time. Until they did the live adaptation with Carrie Underwood, and then I watched it. Oh, yeah. True story.
President Jimmy Carter is 95 today.
Right.
And Randy Quaid is 69 today. That's Cousin Eddie.
Yes.
From the National Lampoon's Vacation movies.
Yes, we have to do this for the vacation movies.
Hey.
This makes me think of Chevy Chase.
Oh, yeah.
Who was it? Christy Brinkley.
Christy
right?
Brinkley.
She's in the red car. Oh, Ellen's asleep next door. And Clark's like, oh, yeah.
So don't wait down Holiday Road.
Ellen's asleep.
The red Corvette.
He's chasing it. Then didn't she show up at the hotel too in his dream?
It wasn't a dream.
Oh, that was real life?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Jack the Queen. Oh, oh, oh. Take a ride on the West Coast King.
All right, so forget it, Marvel. Forget it, Star Wars. Forget it, Jurassic World. National Lampoon's Vacation movies, one of the greatest movie franchises of all time.
You're right.
Legit.
It's good.
And the Rocky ones. I'll pick those two over any of the other ones. Anyway, happy birthday to Randy Quaid, who celebrates today. He is Cousin Eddie. Let's talk about the time he was out there with his camper, and it was full. Do you remember that line?
Yeah, I do remember the line, Brandon. Why don't you go ahead and say it for everyone?
Nope.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And it's time for some country music news.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So sometimes I like looking at celebrity homes and their tour buses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We were watching Kim Kardashian and Kanye's home the other day, me and Kai and Leslie. And it kind of makes you depressed a little bit. Right?
Yeah.
But there's something about seeing a tour bus that's nicer than your home that is even more depressing than like Kim and Kanye's $55 million home.
Right.
Right? The idea that these celebrities can go on tour and have traveling transportation that has more amenities in my house mm-hmm. is really sad. So Jason Aldean and his wife Brittany give us a tour of their tour bus that Jason will more than likely be rolling into Jonesboro in.
Right.
Right? It is so sickly ridiculous. I'm sitting here going, there's no way this is real. There's no way it's that nice. There's no way. But there is a way. I was looking up to see like what a tour bus would cost. Like these tour buses, if you're going to buy a newer one, is anywhere between $1.8 and $2 million.
And that's probably just the shell of the bus.
Yeah, it's not what they have in it. Because theirs is immaculate. It looks like a rolling home. And then you got to think, they built that massive home in Nashville as well.
Man.
If you want to check out Jason Aldean's tour bus and see how he and Brittany and the kids live on the road, you can do that this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
So not too long ago, Blake Shelton said he didn't want to release any more albums. He said, definitely not this year, but never mind, scratch that, because he announced that his next album is called Fully Loaded, God's Country, and it'll be out December 13th, just in time for Christmas. So it's going to have 5 new songs on it, plus his hits, God's Country and Hell Right.
Hell Right, Hell Right, everybody's going down on a Friday night somewhere in America. There's a bottle of wine and a fire.
I sing it all the time. Legitimately, I don't know why that song really grew on me, but I walk around singing it all the time. And I don't know if I look like the type that should be singing that. No?
No.
Not really. Yeah.
Right then when you were just fist pumping right then and singing it.
Yeah.
I don't think you should ever do that in public.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that's your country music.
No, it's not. Way to insult me though in front of everybody. It's 7:35, like peak audience time, and you're insulting me. I can't do anything to look cool.
I was giving everyone a visual of you fist pumping.
There's nothing I can do to look cool. I've tried. I just can't. I do my best. Hey, though, check this out. Kacey Musgraves is going to be featured on the Frozen 2 soundtrack. That's pretty cool, right? Mm-hmm. So Frozen 2 is coming out. She's going to do a song called All Is Found. Other big stars that are going to be featured, Evan Rachel Wood, Idina Menzel, Kristen Bell is going to be on there. Let's see here. Panic at the Disco, Weezer.
It'll be good.
And Kacey Musgraves. So there you go. That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So last night on television, The Voice was on. We saw last week our buddy Corey Jackson made it to Team Blake. We had Corey in the studio, celebrated him. We're so excited that he's been given this amazing platform to go out and display his music. So, you know, if you remember a couple years ago, Barrett Baber, who was from here, his wife was born and raised here. Mm-hmm. He makes it to The Voice. We get him in. We're all supporting that venture. He gets all the way toward the end of The Voice, right? And here we go. Not only do we have Corey Jackson now, we have another local competitor, which is so cool. And this is kind of wild. The other night, I guess it was it the last A-State football game? I saw this girl on the side who was about to do the national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
And I went over, introduced myself to her, and she went out there and she killed it. Like, she was so good. And that is such a nerve-wracking moment.
Yeah.
To go out there and have to sing in front of, you know, 20, 30,000 people, however many people are at a game. But to do the national anthem, which is probably the most judged song out there.
And remember the words and not mess up, even though you're really, really nervous.
Right. And I mean, she had the ear things in, but at the same point, you know, you can hear a little bit, you kind of know what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's not like if you're singing at a country show and you're Jason Aldean, right? And the crowd's going crazy and they're loud and they're screaming. You know, there's a little room for forgiveness here. Maybe you miss a lyric. Maybe the vocal's not on point. When you're doing the national anthem, you got to be good. Nobody's screaming and jumping up and down when you're doing the anthem. We're all just standing there, basically hands over the hearts, right? So Mary Beth Bird goes out there at the football game, and she was awesome. And I remember thinking, man, she's really good. And I wanted to get over to her and tell her how great she was. And then I find out that the reason she was out there singing was because she auditioned for The Voice. So then the big question is, when you audition, do you make it? Because we talked to Corey about it. You go up there on the stage, and you're not sure if anybody's going to turn around. Imagine that pressure.
I can't.
Imagine you're up there and nobody turns around for the first 30 seconds. What goes through your mind?
Throw my mic and leave.
Right. Like, oh my gosh, is this my most embarrassing moment?
Right.
But you have to stick with it and you have to go with it. So last night on The Voice on NBC, Mary Beth Bird from Amarillo, Arkansas was on the stage. And this is what it sounded like last night on The Voice. Bonnie Raitt song.
I am an old woman named after my mother. My old man is another child that's grown old.
Kelly, John, and Glenn Alden.
I'm sorry.
Thunder, and lightning was desire.
Blake was flawed.
This old house would have burned down, oh, a long time ago. Flies from Montgomery. Oh, make a me a poster of an old rodeo. Yeah. Just give me one thing, Lord, I can hold on to believe I'm this living is just a hard way to go. To believe I'm this is just a hard way to go.
Mary Beth Bird, Amarillo, Arkansas, on The Voice last night.
Wow.
And again, the coaches all hit the buzzer or the thing to turn the chair around. Blake was blocked. Kelly Clarkson has one block of the whole season. She wanted to make sure Blake couldn't get her. But Mary Beth went out and chose John Legend, which was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Just a great moment. If you haven't seen the video, you can see her. You can see her family's reaction as they're watching her because they're backstage. And here she goes up on stage.
Oh, I can imagine.
You imagine being the parent in that situation?
Not at all.
So pretty cool moment again last night on The Voice. You can check it out today, right now, on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog. On our website.
KFIN.com, KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I was reading the story this morning from Wisconsin. And the reason I bring this up is because for a lot of us, maybe back in the day, as a form of entertainment and pranking, what we called in Texas, wrapped a house.
TP'd a house.
Toilet papered a house. Right. But we called it wrapping. You want to go wrap a house tonight? And it was like a sleepover trick.
Yeah.
You know?
It's what you did.
Yeah, so what you would do is you would go and get rolls of toilet paper, and you would go and stream them through people's trees and shrubs and all over their yard. And then as time went on, there were other things people could do, like use shaving cream to write on things and
you could chalk. Yes. Should we you could fork their yard. So you could take all the forks and stick them in their yard. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I never did that. We didn't have enough forks for that. Like five forks wouldn't have looked cool.
Plastic forks.
Oh, is that how you did it? Never mind. Like that's a lightning rod you're building in their front yard. So I remember, you know, like waking up, and this was something that happened to our house a few times. And my mother was always fired up when it would happen. And there was one time there was like some kind of wood siding in one spot of our old house. And they did the whole, it might have either been shoe polish or some type of writing on there, like gotcha, but it wouldn't come off.
That's bad.
Yeah. And she'd make us get out there and clean it up. And she was mad. She'd be out there looking like they're still going to be there waiting.
I think it happened to me twice growing up. And one of them, I was a junior high cheerleader, and that was kind of the way they inducted me in. Mm-hmm. And then the other time was, I think, my youth group. Somebody did it.
A youth group?
Yeah, our church youth group. That's all we did was toilet paper.
That's
houses.
Not true.
I promise.
That is true?
I promise.
Did you call it toilet papering a house?
TPing a house or whatever. But we'd be like, that'd be, if your house, if you live in Wynn, and your house got toilet papered from 1989 through 1995, I might have had something to do with it.
That's awful. I tried it a couple times. I wasn't real good at it because I was too nervous to really be good at it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you have to throw it pretty high in some of the trees.
Yeah, I wasn't real strong. Didn't have real good aim. Also, I was scared of the dark and still am.
They were probably like, Brandon, you go do the bushes.
Yeah. Or Brandon, you just be the lookout. Okay.
Brandon, go get back in the car.
We didn't have a car. We'd ride our bikes or we'd run.
Right.
Let me tell you one time, the memory I have, and I'll never forget it because I was scared to death. I was scared I was going to jail. Me and my buddies, we leave a house because like their parents were gone. Actually, our kids go in school right now?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're good.
Okay, so we, all of us told our parents we were staying at a friend's house with his parents. Well, his parents weren't home. So we decided we were going to sneak out and we were going to wrap the house, this one house. And it was our teacher's house because we knew where she lived. She was like three streets over. So we all are running through the yards at like 11 o'clock at night to go wrap the house.
Did you think she was cute?
No. We didn't like her. She was like a math teacher or something.
Oh.
We didn't do that to teachers. We thought we were hot. Like, oh, look at me. I'm going to ruin your house. Don't you like me now? So his name was Jason. He goes and he throws up the toilet paper in the tree and it gets stuck. And it's hanging over the street. It's like one of those big trees. And we're like, get it. Get it. It's stuck. Because we wanted to keep going, right? So he climbs up in the tree. And all of a sudden, a car... turns onto the street, as is that a bunch of kids take off running. So the car stops, right? And they're trying to figure out what in the heck is going on. My friend Jason legitimately is still in the tree hanging over the street while the car is there. He couldn't hold on. He has to drop. He drops in front of the headlights and we take off running. So the car peels out and it could have been other teenagers at this point, right? Because we were probably preteens. And the car chases us through alleyways to get back to his house. I go and I hide. I turn all the lights off in his bedroom and I duck down almost like it's about to be an earthquake. I'm in the earthquake drill position.
Did you get caught?
I never did. But somebody did stop at the back and was like, hey, anybody see any kids running through here?
Ooh.
There's a house full of kids.
That's close.
Like they basically knew. But anyway, the reason I bring it up is in Wisconsin, police department there has asked the kids and told kids, hey, if you're going out to toilet paper houses, make sure you ask permission before you toilet paper somebody's house so you don't deface their property. And also, you're responsible for cleaning it up the next day.
That might change it a little bit.
It totally defeats the purpose. Like if you have to ask and they're ready for it, that's not fun. And if you have to do it and get it all messy and then go clean it up,
that ain't
fun either. Mm-mm. It's a good way to stop people from toilet papering or wrapping houses.
It is.
Yeah. Maybe that's effective. I don't know. But I'm just thinking back to those memories. And I'm wondering if people still do that.
I don't know.
When's the last time you drove down a street and saw a house that had toilet paper flying from the trees?
It's been a minute. It really has.
It might be a lost art.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to try to bring it back.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Did you know Kelly Perry was the homecoming queen of Wynn High School 1995?
That is not true.
I've seen the photos.
Well, they must be Photoshopped because it wasn't me.
You weren't the homecoming queen.
No.
Did you go to homecoming?
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you at homecoming?
I was just a spectator.
Oh.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Did you have a date?
Yeah, I guess. Trying to remember. Yes, I did.
You had a date?
Mm-hmm.
When did you start going to like...
Would you quit asking me weird questions?
No, it's good to know stuff like this about your friends. When did you first go to a high school dance, like homecoming or something, or prom?
It was probably 1993.
Who were you dating at that point? Was it Tommy who worked on the dock?
No. Yeah, it was.
Was the union still on strike?
Yes.
Was he down on his luck?
The union was still on strike, and he was down on his luck.
It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, so it was so tough.
All right. Last night, attention members and guests, I want to give you a heads up. We do Live with the Red Wolves. Matt Stoltz goes out, and the cool thing about what he gets to do is he gets to have Coach Blake Anderson there with him. He has different members of the A-State football team there. We get to kind of focus on football, what happened this past week in Alabama at Troy. We focus on the next game as well. And Matt gets to go in and do these in-depth interviews with players from the team. People that maybe we see on the field, but we haven't heard a whole lot about, or we don't know exactly what makes them tick and all that. So last night, I was listening to Kay Fine, and Matt's on the radio, and he's talking to Jamal Jones, a running back, who had a great game at Troy and got to play and really excelled when he had the time to play, right? So they're talking all about that and an injury that happened to him last year and them having to cut the jersey off. So it gets real serious and kind of heavy and all that and emotional. And then they take questions from people at Lost Pizza. And they were talking about, well, the vocal abilities of different members of the team. This leads to Jamal singing live on the radio last night. And it was a song that I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. He likes Chris Stapleton. Mm-hmm. Let's go back and relive this moment from Live with the Red Wolves last night at Lost Pizza.
I love the effort. So, yeah.
Sing something. Sing something.
Oh, sing something.
You hear Mahajer.
Wow, that's on spot. Let me think.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is your radio debut. This is your one shot here, Jamal.
Let me move the mic a little bit.
Talk about pressure, though.
I used to spend my nights out in the barroom. Liquor was the only love I've known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottle and brought me back from being too far gone.
Jamal Jones joining us out here at Lost Pizza. Appreciate you coming out, man. Great job.
How cool is that?
Wow.
I wish I had cool points like that.
Really?
Because if somebody said, well, you sing, I'd try to back out of it. I wouldn't just start belting out a song.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. How cool is that? Live with the Red Wolves. Happens every Monday at Lost Pizza.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Justin and Hailey Bieber. So they got married again. They had their wedding ceremony in South Carolina. So what we know so far is Hailey's dad, Stephen Baldwin, was there along with his brother, Alec. Justin's parents were there. There was about 150 people there. There were celebrity guests there. You had Kendall and Kylie Jenner, Scooter Braun, Ed Sheeran, Travis Scott, Usher, and Jaden Smith. One cool thing, too, the night before the wedding, there was a rehearsal dinner followed by a party that included a screening of The Notebook.
That's sweet.
So the pictures are really, really pretty. We have some of Justin and Haley's photos of their wedding day up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
Yeah, Justin really, I mean, he cut his hair. He cleaned up real nice for the wedding. I think they're a really cute couple. Like, they work really well together. Hey, if you're a fan of Stranger Things, Gotcha Gossip on Stranger Things coming back for a fourth season. Lots of questions about where do they go with the story? Are they going to continue? Are they going to be done with it and kind of end on a high note? The story is season 4 is coming. No idea of a premiere date as of yet. But the teaser says we're not in Hawkins anymore. So Stranger Things 4 will come to reality. We're just not exactly sure when.
Gotcha Gossip on Mariah Carey. So it's been 25 years since Mariah Carey has hit us with her Merry Christmas album. She's celebrating the anniversary with All I Want for Christmas Is You, a tour. So there's going to be 3 different showings. She's going to play in Las Vegas in November, Atlantic City in December, and Madison Square Garden on December 15th. So back to the album. Her song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, it's the most downloaded holiday single of all time.
We have to play it.
We
almost have to. It's my favorite Mariah song.
It's a good one.
Legit. The ultimate date night, guys, right before the holidays. Oh, yeah. New York City, go see Rockefeller's Tree and Mariah Carey on tour. Sounds Madison good. Square Garden. You want to talk about a win? I can't afford that, but maybe y'all can. Be huge, right? I think if I ever audition for The Voice like Corey and Mary Beth, I mm-hmm. might do that song.
That would be a great song for you.
I think so.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you haven't seen the video of Mary Beth Bird auditioning for The Voice last night, you can check it out right now this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
She kills it too.
Yeah, she was really good. And again, three chairs turned around. Blake turned around too, but Blake was blocked by Kelly Clarkson
right.
because Kelly didn't want her to go to Blake, mm-hmm. so she used her one block of the season. So now we have two local artists that have made it to the battle rounds on The Voice. We have mm-hmm. Corey Jackson on Team Blake, and we have Mary Beth Bird, who is Team John Legend, so Team John.
When you were younger, did you get, obviously when you were younger, you got excited about getting toys, right? You could go to Walmart, Target, wherever, and you could get a toy.
I even did that as an adult when I was collecting things. Like if I knew a new series of WWE action figures was coming out,
right?
I wanted to go get them. Loved it.
But it's different now for me because I still like getting presents. But tell me if this is weird and tell me if your wife is the same way. I just got a brand new Shark steam mop. And I am so excited about it because I have two dogs
yeah.
and I've got hardwood floors and tile, right? So, and it's so easy and it cleans it up so fast. And watching the commercials, I'm like, this would make my life so much easier.
Right.
But I get excited. Now, listen, I'm not saying a diamond ring. I'm not saying going to Ulta. I'm not saying a shopping spree. I am saying that a steam mop made me happy. Is that
weird?
Did
you buy it yourself or was it a gift?
No, I bought it myself.
It was a gift to yourself.
It was a gift to myself. But like taking it out of the package and everything and out of the box, I was so excited to put that thing together.
You couldn't wait to use it.
And I was like looking at my husband. I was like, is it weird that I'm so really happy to use my steam mop? And he's like, well, I mean, I guess not. But
you're really transitioning when I really look at that. Because, you know, for a minute there, you were talking about how much you loved power washing.
I do.
How much
what is up with me?
It's therapeutic.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just thought it was weird that now I'm an adult and I get excited about getting a steam mop.
Yeah, no dude's going to be excited about that.
Yeah, I know.
You give us an electronic or something like that, we're stupid over it.
Not a steam mop?
No, I don't want a steam mop, but I'll take electronics.
Gotcha.
We're just wired different like
yeah.
that. But I get it.
Yeah.
You guys just like buying different things.
Yeah. I guess.
So if you're looking for a great gift idea for Kelly this holiday season, anything that's a houseware or something that's a cleaning utensil would be very much in value to Kelly Perry.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So this morning we found out that pizza is the food that people would choose if they could only have one food every day for the rest of their lives. It would be pizza. So I'm sitting here thinking, I don't think I would pick pizza. Like I enjoy it on occasion. Like
right.
if I have pizza once a month, pretty good.
Yeah.
Depending on the pizza. Now, some pizza, all pizza, let's say this, isn't created equal.
So you're saying you wouldn't want it every day for the rest of your life?
I don't think so. I think like steak or tacos or Popeyes.
Well, there's a lot of people on Facebook that agree with you, but there's a lot of people that disagree because there's a ton of people that put pizza.
Really?
But Angel Lambert put cheeseburger. Penny Wilson put pizza along with a ton of other people. We have Gary Wilson, burger. We have Ona that says watermelon.
The only food Ona could eat for the rest of her life
would be watermelon. But yeah, Lisa says steak. Laurie says burger. James Thompson says imitation crab meat.
All right, there you go.
Hmm.
In that dip, you ever had that imitation crab meat dip?
Sounds good.
It's pretty good. Put on a cracker.
There you go.
Yep, good stuff. Hey, we're talking about that on our Facebook page right now this morning. Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. KFIN. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So The Voice is back on NBC, and we have not one local competitor, but now we have two.
That's awesome.
Congratulations goes out to Mary Beth Bird, who was on The Voice last night, the blind auditions. She was there. She killed it with the Bonnie Raitt song, Angel from Montgomery. Check out Mary Beth Bird from The Voice last night.
I am after my mother. My old man is another child that's grown old. If dreams were thunder and lightning was desire, this old house would have burned down, oh, a long time ago. Yeah. Make me an angel that flies.
Mary Beth Bird from Armorell, Arkansas, last night on The Voice. All four coaches turned their chairs around. Blake had been blocked by Kelly Clarkson, so Blake wasn't able to choose her for his team. But Mary Beth went ahead and went with John Legend. Mm-hmm. So a cool night last night. If you missed the video, if you haven't seen it yet, it's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Speaking of Blake, not too long ago, Blake Shelton said he didn't want to release any more albums. He said definitely he wasn't going to this year, but never mind. He announced yesterday that his next album is going to be called Fully Loaded, God's Country, and it'll be out December 13th, just in time for Christmas. So he says it's going to have 5 brand new songs, plus his hits, God's Country and Hell Right.
All right. Also, if you go to the blog today, you'll see Jason Aldean and Brittany Aldean giving us a tour of their tour bus. Y'all, this bus probably costs well over $2 million.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous. It is immaculate. It is perfect. It is better than my home. And it's rolling.
Yeah.
It is a bus. You can check it out right now on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Hey, if you check out today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, some fun stuff on there, including our thoughts on Mary Beth Bird making it to The Voice. We now have 2 local competitors on the national television show.
Makes it so much more fun to watch.
So Mary Beth Bird, that video is on the blog today. Also, we talk about it on the podcast. Also on the podcast, we relive the glory days of toilet papering, or as I would say, wrapping houses. Because we both used to do that. Mm-hmm. We talk about the one food we would choose if we could only have one food for the rest of our lives. We talk about a woman who, much like Kelly, has an issue with brain leakage.
Wow.
Kelly's so excited about a new...
It's
household
a steam mop
accessory. That's on the podcast today. Also, Jamal Jones from A-State Football. He sings some Chris Stapleton. All of this on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, which you can find on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and at KFIN.com. And Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
The Voice is on tonight. It's part 4 of the blind auditions, the series premiere of In a Man's World. Now, this is a social experiment where 4 women are transformed into men so they can experience life from the other side.
It is. It's a difficult life.
Sounds good. The Resident, NCIS, Empire, FBI, This Is Us is on tonight. Emergence, New Amsterdam, NCIS, New Orleans.
Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.